day and welcome everyone to Power Bytes. I am your host, Lou Signorelli, and Power Bytes is your destination for podcast power generation conversations. As always, please know how much we appreciate you, our listeners. We hope you find our topics both helpful and interesting. We hope that you'll reach out to us with ideas for new topics, feedback for our show, and one way you can do that is by sending us an email at powerbytes, B-Y-T-E-S, at cat.com, or visit us at Cat Electric Power on Facebook or LinkedIn. But by all means, if you enjoy your time with us today, please leave us a five-star rating wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. It really does help. Today's topic, Caterpillar switchgear. Located near Atlanta, Georgia, is a Caterpillar facility with a unique set of capabilities. This very flexible engineering and manufacturing center focuses on switchgear and advanced genset control strategies and implementation. Joining me today from Cat Switchgear is Mark Godwin, Business Development and Sales Support Manager for Complex Applications. Mark holds a bachelor's degree in electrical engineering from Cal Poly and an MBA from the University of Redlands. He has over 20 years experience in the electrical industry, 13 of which have been with Caterpillar in paralleling switchgear and complex projects. Mark, welcome and thank you so much for joining us today.
Good afternoon, Lou, and thanks for having me.
Mark, when we think of diversity in the types of facilities that use electric generator sets and their specific needs, clearly there's no one size fits all. From a systems design perspective, where do you see Cat switchgear strengths?
You know, Lou, if I can, I'd like to expand a little on that question because you're absolutely right about the need for flexibility to meet customers' widely varied needs. You know, Cat Electric Power serves a broad range of market segments, and each of those segments have different drivers for how they use their gensets. You know, we have legally required standby systems to cogeneration systems to prime power applications. Customers use that genset asset extremely different in each of those applications. And when you couple the application variability with the variation in the actual site electric schemes, I mean voltages, local utility codes, and other variables, you really begin to get an idea of the importance of a deep engineering expertise that these systems require. It's an interesting mix of, you know, generation system knowledge, mechanical and electrical engineering capabilities, and PLC programming expertise. You know, the applications and design engineering team in Alpharetta has that experience. They have that deep experience in both generator set control and system level automation, as well as expertise in the construction, interconnection, and protection of the downstream electrical system beyond the genset. This really allows for Caterpillar to provide a system with a specific sequence of operations tailor-made to meet the application for the customer.
Mark, can you give us some examples of what drives the need for site-specific customization?
Absolutely. You know, there are factors that are probably fairly obvious, like, you know, differences in voltages for utilities and generation voltages, numbers and KW outputs of the gensets, redundancy requirements, actual physical locations, interconnection points, and the ability to run continuously paralleled or paralleled at all with the utility. Those are the big ticket type of variables that drive the basic sequence of operations. But really, there's a myriad of minor details that need to be accounted for in the automation code. Our engineers really live in what I would call the what-if world. You know, what if a breaker fails to operate? What if there's an internal fault to the switchgear? You know, what if there's a major load step that needs to be supported? What if there's a fuel quality issue? Every application has very real and very impactful possible scenarios beyond what is the normal operation of the system. And they really aren't addressed in a lot of the off-the-shelf solutions. The key for us is to look at the emergency system as a whole to find and account for what may never happen, but could. You know, also, little changes make a big difference in the customer experience. So I'm also a huge advocate for, you know, factory witness tests, bringing the customer to the factory and seeing their system. There's very often some small changes to a screen or to a sequence that a customer will bring to our attention standing in front of the gear that maybe we didn't think of or that they didn't think of when they're watching this witness test and they see it in action. And we can often make small tweaks either before shipment or before the system is started up.
That's fascinating, Mark. So let's really talk about what makes the team in Alpharetta so good at doing what they do.
I really say that it's It's two major things, Lou. The first is the experience level of our engineers. You know, CAT has over 3,000 installations of Caterpillar switchgear. And examples of our systems are in use with CAT gensets today in every market sector. We provided systems as basic as two generators feeding emergency systems standby to hospitals. We have prime power sites in the Caribbean and even in Antarctica. And we have a host of installations where we control combined heat and power processes, and several installations where we interface and parallel to alternative energy sources, including wind power, photovoltaic, and battery inverters. So our senior guys have been designing, building, and starting up electrical generation systems for Parallel and Caterpillar gensets for over 35 years. We have a robust training curriculum for incoming talent and a peer review process that helps assure that the product is up to Caterpillar standards when it leaves our factory. But I will tell you, honestly, that we have good competition that can also boast about their experience in this space. We're not the only ones who can bring a genset in parallel with other sources. I think the true differentiator for us, Lou, is the internal collaboration between Alpharetta and the folks in Alpharetta and the design engineers at Caterpillar's large engine plants. You know, regular design meetings and system-level input into the genset design is enabling CAT to bring solutions to market that offer the best benefits of modularity, from the off-the-shelf design to the complete flexibility of a custom solution. And quite frankly, our custom systems leverage as much of the off-the-shelf capabilities as we can. And then we layer on top of that specific magic, let's call it magic, to give the customer exactly what he or she wants from their equipment. You know, because of the collaboration, the collaborative approach, you know, we can find the most efficient way to provide the solution, reduce functional overlap between the components, and install and connect things in less time, quite honestly. We also can provide more system information, tighter response control for your gensets, and ultimately provide a common design approach that allows for our dealers to support the entire emergency electrical system.
Mark, that's fascinating, and I'm always happy to hear about our deep technical expertise. Talk to me for a minute about, from a customer's perspective, what other benefits there are to owning CAT switchgear.
You know, as proud as we are of our equipment, we have to recognize that the customers don't buy our systems for the sheer joy of ownership. I mean, let's be honest, electrical rooms aren't usually on the main tour route, right? They're in the basements. People want to rely on it, but not have to make it part of their daily lives. Customers really want to be able to focus on their business and know that their power is going to stay on and allow them to focus on their business. So beyond the technical aspects of building a system that meets demands of the user, and well beyond the completion of the project, you know, product support, serviceability, and uptime are what bring customers to CAT Electric Power. At CAT Switchgear, we talk about the customer's ownership experience kind of after the project is complete, deliver on that day two brand promise throughout the useful life of a gen system. CAT Switchgear and our dealer partners provide kind of a three-pronged approach to customer support. We have a classroom environment where our dealers, technicians learn to start up, maintain, and troubleshoot our switchgear and our solutions. This enhances their ability to support the entire emergency power system. And as you can imagine, if and when a customer has an issue, having that local, trained, and certified technician capable of evaluating the genset, the automation, the electrical distribution system, and quickly isolate, troubleshoot, and return the system to operation, that's a huge value. You know, for customers with the desire to self-support, we also offer that same training for their system in our classroom environment for their specific application. And to back up those technicians that are trained in our classroom environment, we also man a 24-hour help desk, part support, and connection to our engineering team. The team has the ability really to assist virtually, so they can dial into those systems through their dealer technician's equipment, or if the customer allows it, and in some installations through a direct VPN into a remote system, and do troubleshooting support from Alpharetta. And then finally, we have a large group of regionally deployed field technicians that we employ, who are located typically within about 8 hours of the majority of our installations. For the record, Antarctica is not one where we have somebody within 8 hours, but most of the other ones, yes, absolutely, within 8 hours of the applications. You know, this team can pretty much do anything short of honestly making the Gensets live a team. They are sharp folks, and this is our frontline team for systems upgrades, expansions, retrofits, as well as product support. You know, ultimately, whether your system is designed to provide standby power once a year or whether you use that generator to continually produce revenue, you know, when you need it, it's critical power. They call it critical power for a reason. And although the reasons for needing on-site generation are varied, in every case, we need to remember that the generator is not just an independent component. It doesn't stand alone, but it's a complex, dynamically responsive piece of the total electrical system. Quite honestly, it's also a major investment. We understand that. And the team at Cat Switchgear really is in place to help ensure that the investment provides the safest, most efficient, most feature-rich, and reliable total power solution to whatever the specific application demands.
Mark, that's very interesting. I've been listening, taking notes. What I heard is that users would find great benefit working with a partner that has three key elements. One, deep expertise in generation systems, a focus from design through installation to the complete power system, and the ability and desire to work hand in hand with users to assure the best user experience possible from their power system. Am I on target there?
That sounds about right, Lynn.
There you have it, folks. I'd like to thank Mark Godwin for sharing his insights with us today. Thank you, Mark. And thank you, our listeners, for listening to Power Bytes. For more information on this or other podcasts, contact your local Cat dealer or visit us on cat.com. If you'd like to suggest other topics for the program or have some feedback for us to share, please write us at powerbytes, B-Y-T-E-S, at cat.com or visit us on Cat Electric Power on Facebook or LinkedIn. As always, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have a great day.